ever feel like you're drowning under the weight of life in general? Hi, welcome to another episode of the Girl Unlimited podcast, the podcast and platform dedicated to seeing you break those barriers and limitations to live fully, love abundantly, and be all you were created to be, to live the life of your dreams, to dare to live the life of your dreams. This is episode 39 of the podcast, and today I thought I'd make this short and sweet departure from my normal how-to episodes. I've always seen the Girl Unlimited podcast as an equipping tool, specifically for those who dare to be different. So I like to leave you with something that you can implement almost immediately. This week, though, I want to focus on something different, and it is simply the fact that I just want to spend time encouraging you. Specifically encouraging you to keep going, to keep your head above water, and keep your heart at peace. My name is T. Ari, and you're listening to the Girl Unlimited podcast. So last week, my 15-year-old shared a YouTube video with me, and it was a talk by Candace Owens. And if you're like me, who just a few weeks ago had never heard of her, then Candace Owens is an American influencer, a talk show host, and an activist with very strong triggering opinions on a lot of things. And from what my son says, she has a lot of hate targeted at her. I've always seen myself as a person who keeps up with the times, but apparently somehow I just didn't know of Candace Owens, which means, according to my son, I must have been living under a rock. Anyways, this video my son shared with me, he shared because he thought I'd find it interesting to see a black woman taking an opposing view on the whole George Floyd and the BLM movement and such. Well, at least opposing view from most of the black folk that I know. My son knows I'm a cheerleader for anyone who dares to be different, especially if they're women. And believe me, regardless of what you think about her views and her political stand, Candace Owens is different. And I personally was blown away by her courage. I don't necessarily agree with her standpoints, but I was blown away by her courage to stand against such a strong tide. And that is not an easy feat, I promise you. I just kept scrolling and scrolling and reading the comments. And that's the one thing most people said. They didn't all agree with her stand. But the fact that she was bold enough to take that stand in the first place, in the face of such great opposition, was a phenomenon to behold. And yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy choosing to homeschool when others are taking their children to school, like in my case. And no, it's not easy to not go to university when your mates are, or to choose to live frugally when others are spending on holidays or spending on the best of houses or experiences, or choosing to start a business and take all the instability that comes with it when everyone around you is going down or towing the line of the stable 9-to-5. I couldn't help but wonder what it was like for people like Candace when the studio lights are switched off, when the mics are switched off, when the makeup comes off. Well, I guess I do have a little insight because it is how I'm living my life, albeit on a much smaller scale than her. And I can tell you this for a fact. You will have incredible highs and soul-crushing lows. Sometimes you'll feel so lonely and overwhelmed, even though saying yes to your soul's cry is probably one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do. Well, that's why I decided to record this episode today. I wanted to come on here today to tell you this, that I see you. I truly, truly, truly see you. I want you to know that if there's no one rooting for you, I'm rooting for you. I wanted you to know that what you're doing takes guts and courage, and the path you've chosen to toe, no one else can do it like you. I wanted to tell you that it is okay to feel tired and overwhelmed sometimes. It is okay to cry a river if you have to. In fact, being the empath that I am, I'll probably give you crying support if you need it. And I wanted you to know this in the depth of your heart, that you'll be fine. I want you to know that even if it doesn't seem like it right now, you're doing such a good job. I want you to know that the challenges you're experiencing or have just experienced or will experience, and sorry to say, those challenges will come, they are not designed to break you. They are designed to build you. I know that right now you may have doubts and fears as high as the mountains, but I want to thank you for believing in yourself enough to do your unique work. Never lose sight of the fact that you matter, and your contribution to this world matters, no matter how small it is. I want you to know that I'm rooting for you. So keep going, my friend. In the words of the great Martin Luther King Jr., if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but by all means, keep going. And speaking of Martin Luther King, to end the episode, I wanted to read to you an excerpt from a book called The Chicken Soup for the African American Soul. Now, I am one of those people, even though I love personal development for some reason, and I love books, like you guys know, but for some reason, I haven't read the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And if you don't know what the Chicken Soup for the Soul series is, it is a series of books, obviously, written by Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. Now, this particular series, The African American Soul, was also co-authored by Lisa Nichols, who is a popular African American public speaker and personal development coach. I have listened to her and I think she's amazing. If you haven't listened to her yet, do check her out. She has a very popular YouTube channel as well. As you know, I'm not African American, though I'm African, but this book was such a good book. I bought it for an entirely different reason, which I can't remember now. But the first time I bought it, I remember just flipping through the pages on my Kindle, and I stumbled on this chapter. And it was a chapter that I'm guessing is an excerpt from something or a resource that Martin Luther King has out there. His chapter is called, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Saying Still to Fight On. So to end the episode, I thought I would read out an excerpt from that chapter, which contains a prayer that he gave, and I thought it was really powerful, and it was such an encouragement to me. I urge you to get the entire book, The Chicken Soup for the Soul for African Americans. I think that's what it's called. And the excerpt goes like this. With my head in my hands, I bowed over the kitchen table and prayed aloud. The words I spoke to God that midnight are still vivid in my memory. Lord, I'm down here trying to do what is right. I think I'm right. I'm here taking a stand for what I believe is right. But Lord, I confess that I'm weak right now. I'm faltering. I'm losing my courage. Now I'm afraid. And I can't let people see me like this, because if they see me weak and losing my courage, they will begin to get weak. The people are looking to me for leadership. And if I stand before them without strength and courage, they too will falter. I am at the end of my powers. I have nothing left, and I've come to the point where I can't face it alone. It seemed as though I could hear the quiet assurance of an inner voice saying, Martin Luther, stand up for righteousness, stand up for justice, stand up for truth, and lo, I will be with you, even until the end of the world. I tell you, I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roar. I felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus saying, still to fight on. He promised never to leave me alone. At that moment, I experienced the presence of the divine as I had never experienced him before. Almost at once, my fears began to go. My uncertainty disappeared, and I was ready to face anything. I'll see you soon. Take care. You, my friend, are a total rock legend for listening to this episode to the end. I hope you found value in it. And if you did, would you do me a quick favor? Would you rate and review this podcast on the platform you're listening? And if the platform you're listening doesn't have the facility to rate and review, then please share the episode with your friends and your loved ones. It would go such a long way in helping spread the word of this podcast. And until next time, remember, you're a unique, remarkably created person with a God-given purpose and unlimited potential. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
That nothing will become of me, that I'll never come to anything but I rise. Yes, you might have given up on me, 'cause you couldn't see what I see.